Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Karina Morrison, host of The Good News, and tonight's theme is Women Empowered. We have a couple of fantastic guests. I'm very excited to introduce them to you. This show is also being simulcast live on the Shop Local for Good Facebook page. That's Shop Local, FORGOOD on Facebook. So if you want to see what we look like, yep, go there. Tonight's guests are Andrea Clark of Mothers of Miners. She and I have been dear friends and serial volunteers.
Right.
Not talking about frosted flakes here, folks. For just over 6 years.
Yeah. Because Mom has been in, this will make 6 years that Mom has been in effect.
Wow. And then we have coming up is Dr. Raina Al-Falaki. Did I say it right?
You're pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Just to get to those Americanized people. She is pretty amazing. She's actually written a book, and it is called Women Who Want More, How to Create a Balanced and Fulfilled Life. So, and it just reached the number one bestseller on my birthday, on January 10th. So that's a good sign.
Always.
For me, anyway. The universe. The universe thing. And I was able to review your book, and it's phenomenal. I actually immediately connected with what you're offering women. So I look forward to getting into that later in the show.
Thank you.
And you feel free to jump in. Because Andrea and I are definitely getting a copy of your book. What I love about it is it has like a workbook.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
So homework, too.
Yes.
Homework.
Wow.
You
did homework?
Yes, good homework.
So. Opportunity.
Okay. All right. Right. Okay, I like the way you said it.
Well, I like this part. Are you juggling to find balance in your life? Amen.
Yes.
All of us. Especially moms.
Yes.
And women. Because we're expected to be...
Everything.
We have to work a lot harder.
We were talking about this earlier about almost we have to have two full-time jobs. We are carers to our parents, grandmothers, as you were telling me about, our family members, our kids, our spouses or partners, and at the same time we have to hold down another full-time job as well. So it's
and then if
quite
you're
a challenge.
Ultra crazy, then you're like if Andrea and we started nonprofit.
Right.
Because who needs to sleep?
But that adds to your purpose.
It does. Actually, it's our happy place.
Yeah.
That's what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Andrea.
Yes.
I have on your website, mominfl.org.
Yes, ma'am.
I read that Mom served a total of 150 families at the community baby shower and with emergency resources in 2019. That's
yes,
huge.
Ma'am. Thank you. It's, you know, it gets to be thing, but it, with the community, you know, coming in, coming through, it you know, sometimes it seems like, how am I going to pull this off? But the community always comes through. We had some great partners last year with the baby shower that helped a lot.
I was very excited about that.
Yeah, we had some awesome, you know, backing last year for the baby shower, so I'm hoping that continues on into 2020 for the 6th annual baby shower that's coming up in July.
Right, July 18th.
July 18th.
It'll be here before you know it.
It will. It will. Registration will open on February 1st. So I'm already working on getting that ready because that's when, you know, everybody starts things. So we're looking forward to getting being able to help as many moms as possible this year.
Single parents too, because you had a couple of deaths.
Yeah. I mean, when I look at single parents, I don't think of it as just a mom. I mean, statistics show that it's the mom mostly, but there are single dads. You know, there's grandmothers who step into the role to raise their grandmothers. I know from personal experience.
Okay.
There's, you know, so it could be there's aunts, uncles, cousins that are stepping in, taking care of babies that, you know, they otherwise wouldn't be able to be taken
they
care of, or they're
system.
Going to the system.
Yeah.
You know, for Christmas, we had a family who, she had four kids of her own and took on four more of her sisters.
Wow.
So, you know, we were able to bless her family for Christmas because it was such, you know what I mean? Like, and I understand it because that's one of my things of why I started it, is because as a single parent of four, not only did I raise my kids, I raised other people's kids, I helped, you know what I mean? So it's been an ongoing thing for me. So I understand where these moms are coming, or, you know, single parents are coming from, because I've been there, you know, so.
Well, and let's definitely mention standing in the gap, because
yes.
a lot of these moms will have a job that can turn into a career,
mm-hmm.
and they run into like a challenging situation, and then they go for help.
Right.
For resources.
Right.
And then they're told to that they make too much money.
Right. Because
you could cut your hours back and then you qualify for this. It just destroys their career path.
Right. And plus, it's not even guaranteed that if you cut your hours that it's done a thing,
right.
because what they're looking at is they're looking at your gross pay.
Mm-hmm.
If I brought home my gross pay, I wouldn't
Thank
need
you.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't need it.
That's before
you know,
taxes.
Before
yeah.
right. So if I brought home that, you know, if anybody bought home that, they wouldn't need it. But let's talk about after you take out your taxes, after you take out your health insurance that you have to have, that is not even an option anymore. So you got to take out your health insurance. And then, you know, if you're just trying to save up for retirement or whatever, that's other money coming out. So by the time all this money comes out, you're bringing home $500-$600 less than what they're counting. But then they're telling you you're making too much money. But it's like, how am I, if, you know what I mean? I'm not making too much because after I pay all my bills, there's nothing left.
Right.
You know, so why are these, you know, these moms are you know, struggling and falling in between that small little crevice of, you know, I make too much for this, but not enough to really live. But there's really nobody there standing in that gap that says, hey, you know, I may not have cash money to help you with, but hey, you need diapers.
Yep.
Oh, you need baby wipes, milk, things, whatever we're able to get that we can give back to them is the goal. Because, you know, I've been there. I mean, you know, Pampers are not cheap. I mean,
nope.
I mean, and my youngest is 24, so I get him, you know what I mean? haven't had to really buy Pampers other than my grandkids, but it's just hard. It's hard for them. And you know, and a lot of them, I think the pride kicks in too. So a lot of them feel like, you know, and I try to make it feel like, you know, you're not coming for a hand out. You're coming for a hand up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm helping you up into doing something that I know that is hard. I know that, you know what I mean? There's times where, you know, you don't know where you're going to get the baby's milk from. And that's expensive. You don't know where you're going to get. You know, when we first started, we were, you know, we had funds. I mean, I've had to help, you know, with places to stay. We had the one mom who was in an efficiency situation until she was moving into her own place. And she was like a $40 short, I think, of her being able to stay there one
more night.
That was
over in Polk County.
That was over in Polk
County,
yep. And they would not, they refused to let her stay. They wanted to put her out in the middle of the night.
In the rain.
In the rain
with
her child. And it's like, are you,
yeah,
I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I mean, you know, where's the compassion? I get it. If she hadn't came with the money the next morning, then I understood. But why would you put a person out with their child at night, in the rain, single mom, no, you know what I mean? Where was she going to go? What was she going to do?
Right.
You know, so it's, you know, my goal is just to be able to help as much as possible. And I'm glad and blessed that mom has been able to sustain as long as it has.
Yeah.
You know, I've had my days, but then I know God gave it to me for a reason. So I keep pushing.
And then there's certain people that are behind you,
yeah,
pushing
yeah,
you, or pestering you, whatever you want to call me.
Whatever. Yeah, one of my biggest supporters, she's always helping me do something. She's always finding, hey, look at this. Check
yeah.
this out. Mom, come like, this might work for mom. You know, so it's always good to have that kind of support, because a lot of times by me working all the time, I miss out on things that she may see because I'm at work and I can't really, you know, get out there like that. But so I'm blessed to have that, you know, have Karina, and she's, you know, from day one, since I've met her in the parking lot, has pushed me, You know, in the days when I'm like, oh my God, I don't think I can keep doing this, you know, because you want to help so much, and you know what I mean, you can't help everybody, and I want to. So it becomes I can't help this person, and I'm, you know, and I'm trying, and I can't, and you know what I'm saying? So then I feel bad, and it's like, I put a lot of pressure on myself, because it's like, you know, and I'm not rich by a long shot, you know, but a lot of times, a lot of the stuff, you know, I have to, you know, I'll take out of my own if I need to sometimes to help, because these
more
moms,
often than not.
More often than
we're,
not.
We're going to move away from that.
Yes, we are. We are going to move away from that 2020. So I'm hoping that we can get some major sponsors and in for our baby shower this year, and just ongoing to help us be able to help these moms. One of my goals is eventually to be able to offer emergency housing too, because we get a lot of calls. Of
housing
moms,
is an issue.
Yes, of moms being out that they, you know, what I find, and I think is a really bad, not bad, but it's really sad to see, like, you know, a young girl will get pregnant, and instead of the family rallying around, they push them away.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that it's a hardship for everybody, but it's not doing, you know, it's not doing the young girl or the baby any good to do that. You know, and then, you know, then they're calling and they're crying on the phone, and it breaks my heart to hear, you know, this mom crying because they don't know where them and their baby is going to sleep that night.
Right.
You know, and there's shelters, but there's only so many shelters with only so many spaces. So, you know, just trying to make it.
No, you do. She does team up. We have a list. We mom mm-hmm. has a list of community resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But more often than not, when we call them, they're full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, they're full, or like, you know, there's some. I had one mom who was pregnant at the time, and one of the shelters, you know, the requirement is they had to work. She's 6 months pregnant. Who's going to hire her?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody,
right.
You know? So my thing is to try to find something, you know, eventually where I can create another gap filler to be, you know, and yeah, there's going to be, you know, things that we have to put in place to make it work, but definitely to be able to stand in the gap for those moms and say, okay, listen, we got this program here for that 6 months to help you get on your feet, 6 months to, you know, and there's certain things that you're going to have to do to, you know, thing, but at least you got a roof over your head. At least you and your child will have food. At least, you know what I mean? At least it's something to keep you, you know, to keep them that being able to motivate them, because if they're stressing about what they're going to eat, where they're going to stay, they can't do anything else, because that's going to take their whole day, their whole thought process is, what am I going to do? You know, so they're not able to be productive citizens. They're not able to be thing because their only thought process is a way to survive.
So what I'm hearing from you is potentially a way to be able to really empower
yes.
those women to stand on their own two feet.
Right.
And
right.
also, when we think about women and the need to, that camaraderie, sometimes we let ourselves down by not standing by each other, and yet we think, you know, you think of gossiping, or
mm-hmm.
or we call it in again, you know, bitchiness, where actually, you know, you all gossip about each other in a negative way, but
right.
actually if we all stand together and empower each other and
mm-hmm.
help each other,
exactly.
So, because otherwise we get into this very much, and I see it a lot in the health profession with patients,
mm-hmm.
you know, they get very much in this victim mode,
mm-hmm.
where everything is being done
to them. Right.
Nothing is being done for them. Everything is a challenge. They can't see an opportunity. And at the same time, they can't find their way out of that, like you said,
right.
because they become powerless.
Right, because they've been conditioned
Absolutely.
To think that they
What's
can't.
What's the cycle?
Yeah. Yeah, and it
happened to their grandmother, and yeah. happened to their mom.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yep.
yeah.
And those are the ones that I find the most of, is that when that young girl repeats that cycle and gets, you know, pregnant at a young age, it's get out.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's like, you know, and not throwing blame, but what caused this to happen? Like, you know what I mean? Like
they learned by example.
Right. And don't push them away, because that's not helping. You know, that's
yeah.
not helping. And then you have a grandchild that's, you know, or whatever, coming into this world with so much negativity already, because it's, you know, because people don't understand, like, this baby is feeling whatever mom's feeling.
Yeah.
So So if mom's stressing, guess what? Baby's, you know, feeling the stress too, you know. So my thing is to just really try to be that, you know, go-to mom, I guess. You know, that mom figure for some people that may not have one. You know, I'm not, you know, not perfect at all, but at least I can offer my...
That's why the Showers of Love Community Baby Shower is a happy place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like, some of these girls would never have a baby shower.
Yep.
Yep. And it's from ages 13 till...
13 and up. Yeah. Right. And at first I started it out with, you know, like 13 to 23. But then I realized there were other moms, you know, and I was like, well, you know, I really can't single out because there are older moms that are struggling too.
Right.
You know, and I don't want to say, oh, just because you're older, you should have knew better because we've all, yeah, you know. You know, but because it's not, because circumstances happen to everybody, no matter what age, race, you know, none of that. None of that is a factor when life happens.
Right.
You know, so at the end of the day, it's like, okay, let's open it up. So I just opened it up from 13 and up. And then, you know, and then their age, they could be pregnant or child up to one. It used to be two, but I changed it because there really wasn't a lot of things we could find for a two-year-old, like, you know what I mean, something like the big ticket items. There really wasn't a lot of wiggle room there, so we did 1 year old.
When she says big ticket items, she means
crib,
car seat.
Yeah. And my goal is always that everybody who comes walks away with a big ticket item. And thank goodness and thank God there has not been a baby shower yet that they have not walked away with a big ticket item.
We scrambled.
We got down to the wire. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm about 10 away.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And then we get somebody. It's like, hey, I got this and I got this and I got that. And it's
and,
like,
and
oh, thank
always,
God.
Are they always brand new? The
car seats have to be.
The very first one that we did, it was one of those learning experiences. I didn't know. Like, I didn't know a lot. Like, I didn't know car seats had expiration dates.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that if they were in an accident that they're no good anymore.
Right.
These are things I didn't know. So in the first baby shower, we did do the car seats. But then after that, we stopped. So all the car seats are they have to be new. I won't give away car seats. Most of the other stuff is brand new, but lately the majority of it has been brand new stuff. So, you know, God has blessed it to where we've been able to actually have most. I think the last baby shower I may have had 10 items that wasn't brand new, but everything else was brand new. So.
And what we all do, all the volunteers, the night before, because they get clothes and all kinds of people donate clothes, so tubs and tubs and tubs. So we go through and fold them, and they get to go shopping for whatever they would like.
And then we have vendors so that they learn about other community resources in the area, so that, you know, my thing again is it's not just giving you something and saying, here's some free stuff. Mm-hmm. It's here's some free stuff, but hey, look at all these resources that are in your area that you may not know about. You know, so my thing is to try to get as many vendors in there as possible as well, because you know, there's organizations, there's different things that these young girls don't know about, you know, so it's always a good thing to try to have as many of them in place.
We definitely need to give a shout out to UMA because they have been.
Yes, UMA has been our.
The name of it. United.
Ultimate Medical Academy.
Ultimate Medical.
They have been to every baby shower we've had. And they were my very first vendor registration for 2020. So shout out to them, and we're very thankful that they continue to support Mothers of Minors. Of course, you know, Karina and Shop Local has been
great. Talk about the challenge.
Yes, the challenge.
Okay. Well, let's talk about why.
Okay.
She set her goal. It was 150 last year.
Mm-hmm.
And her goal in 2020 is a minimum of 250 families to help this year.
Yes.
And so Shop Local for Good has, we are also, the Benevolution Foundation, let's go back, is my nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it was established as a big sister organization, women, empowering women. We'll work with the guys too. And because I'm drawn to the all volunteer managed, locally focused nonprofits, because what happens is I'm not going to say never. It would be quite impossible for them to be rated by Charity Navigator. We'll just say that. That's one of the rating services.
Yep.
Because they have a requirement that they raise at least $1 million a year for $5 a year to be released. Yeah.
Oh wow.
So much like the moms were falling through the cracks, so were the locally focused, all volunteer managed ones. For example, you donate $1 to mom, about 99 cents will go right back into the community.
Yep.
The other penny needs to pay for silly stuff like licensing and
the legal stuff.
So to help her reach her goal, the Benevolution Foundation is managing Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay and a few other festivals by Shop Local for Good. So Shop Local for Good, I'm not confusing everybody, has challenged moms. It's the Moms Good Deeds Challenge. And so we're donating giveaway prizes. Is it the Festival Fun Pack. So we have five of our Triple Play Festivals for Good Family Fun packages in this drawing for them to raise $2,020. For each $20 donation, the donor will get an entry into winning it. So that's only 101 people that you have to encourage to donate.
Right, that's not a lot.
And what they'll get is they'll get a family fun pack to the Summer Festival for Good, which is in June 20th, the Florida Watermelon Festival, which is July 25th, and Tampa Bay's annual Macaroni and Cheese Fall Festival, which everybody does.
Mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese. Like, who does like mac and cheese?
Great. So fun packages, two adult passes, two kids' zone passes, and two door prize entries for each festival. And it's at the gate on Summerfest for Good. It's a value of $78. So you'll get to do a drawing. The drawing will happen when you reach $2,020.
Okay.
And 100% of the funds, thank you, Facebook, will go directly to mom because Facebook registered. They go through the process where you apply as an official nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't take fees.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So, and the fees will eat you alive.
Yes, they will.
You should see my payment processing person at our organization. I need to buy stock in that company that I'm not going to mention. So that's the Mom Good Deeds Challenge. All of these are going to be in the Facebook event that I set up. I've scheduled some posts. So that's their challenge, Jerry.
$2,020.
And that'll just jumpstart you. And then if anybody is outside the greater Tampa Bay area and doesn't want to take a flight in for the festival, that you can donate, if you win a package, you can donate it back for mom to use it as a door prize in one of their, at the Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay Festival. So you mentioned, because mom has a huge support in Central Florida.
Yeah.
They can drive over.
Yeah.
We'd want to make some macaroni and cheese.
I have a story about that. Tropical storm came through last year.
That
weekend. And we still had 1,500 people show up with their umbrellas.
Wow.
You don't mess around with mac and cheese.
Mm-mm.
It came from the East Coast, Harold.
They always come to the East Coast.
I the only mac and cheese festival, yes.
The tornado during the book gala last year.
That's right.
The chairs were flying, alarms are going off, interns are running in with balloons. They're like, oh my God, I'm going to lose interns.
Oh, good.
People had 350 people show up.
That's fantastic.
Oh, wow. So all of these festivals will be at Sunless Park in Hudson. They're inviting everyone across greater Tampa Bay and Central Florida. And if you want to take a road trip from anywhere else, they're lots of fun. let's just do a little bit of your upcoming events, so, and then I would like to
jump over to. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, we got the the first one coming up is going to be the charity bingo at Hamburger Mary's in Clearwater.
That looks like a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be at 5 o'clock. We're going to have door prizes. We're going to do a 50-50 raffle. And we're just going to come out and have fun. Actually, it was my first time there, but I heard it is awesome. We got the, then after that, we have the Tampa Bay D's Day Festival. Then we have the Summer Festival for Good. So I'm going to be at all your festivals.
Yeah.
then we have the 6th annual community shower of love, community baby shower. I couldn't get that out. It was like a tongue twister just there. Like I said, for those who are interested in sponsoring or being a vendor, can reach out and send an email to Mom Inc. FL, so MOMINCFL at gmail.com with information, and I will provide information as far as being a vendor or a sponsor. We also, if anyone who knows of people that may need to attend the baby shower, I will be opening up registration on the 1st of February. We will have hard copy registrations if people need those emailed to them, or we will also have it available online on our website at www.momincfl.org.
Now, they can send you, if they want to sponsor the 6th annual Showers of Love Community Baby Shower, they can send you a contact through the website too.
They can send a contact through the website. Yes, they can do a contact through the website. Actually, there's a chat function on the website.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I don't want to chat. I got over here.
But there's a way to chat. There's a way to send an email. You can even send it on our Facebook page. And I'm pretty good at getting back even at late hours of the evening when I should be.
1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right, right. And I try to stop because I'm like, I don't want people to get in the habit of thinking I'm up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oops, sorry,
but,
I busted.
But that's okay. I mean, because I don't get anything. You know, it's always people looking for information or somebody asking a question or offering to help. So it's always, you know, whenever that, like you said, when your phone was dinging, it's always a good thing. So, but those are the things. And we have the macaroni and Cheese Festival
and the Florida Watermelon.
And the Florida Watermelon Festival. So we'll be at all the Shop Local for Good festivals, sharing information about our organization and encouraging people to help us help them.
So what the Benevolution Foundation does is we raise money throughout the year, and then we offer grant funding. It's called the Nonprofit Incubator. So because there are expenses with the festivals, the nonprofits never have to pay. They have to be vetted by me, though. And so we do encourage them to bring a door prize basket because we do have door prize drawings, and then they raise money and awareness of their missions that way. So that's how it works.
And to be thank, Mom is 501c3 certified, so that this way any donations, anything is tax
deductible. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's MOMINCFL.org.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. To this book.
I just have to do this to you.
Thank you.
I'm bowing down.
Oh, I love your book. I'm just going to, I know that sounds silly, but let me tell them a little bit more about you, okay?
Yes.
So, Dr. Rena Al-Falaki. You are a proactive author and business owner with a practical approach to everything. Wow. I already love you. Her passion is to help people find simple solutions for complex problems. In addition to being a professional life and business mastery coach, I'm really interested about your core energy coaching. And energy leadership index, master practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fascinating.
Did she say energy? Where you get that from?
I don't know, but that's why we really have to get her book. And you are the founder of Life Changes Coaching.
Yes.
Okay.
So she has a nickname too.
What's her nickname?
Her nickname is Superwoman.
Superwoman?
Yeah.
All right. That, you know, Moms was the first superhero.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember our bag last year said, I'm a mom, what's your superpower?
Exactly.
Oh, yes,
we did have that shirt.
See, that's good. Yep. Yeah, that's perfect.
So great. And your book is called Women Who Want More, How to Create a Balanced and Fulfilled Life. And once again, I just have to give you a shout out for getting number one international bestseller on January 10th.
Now your birthday.
Right.
Now everybody knows
my birthday is. Right. So your birthday's on January 10th.
Right. Okay.
Don't forget it.
Oh, won't forget.
So what I love about the introduction here, too, is like, are you juggling to find balance in your life? I'm pretty sure that that's like, what,
yes.
90% of the population in the world.
Can I just say me?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Imagine how you'd feel if your life was just as you wanted it to be. If you could ask for what you wanted, create it, and find the time to enjoy it. If you could change the thought of, I can't, to I totally can. Mm-hmm. I have a hashtag, and it's capital D-O,
mm-hmm.
little N-T, Q-I, and then capital I-T. So it looks like do it, don't quit.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I related a lot to what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I would like to go over with you, because I could have you back for a whole hour. Maybe I'll have her call in from London. What kind of obstacles in your experience do women face on their way to becoming successful?
The first complicated bit is what you have you find to define success, actually.
True.
But that aside, you know, obviously, and you've already touched on some of the things you've been talking about today with the challenges we face in society, the perception
mm-hmm.
that people have on us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of the time people think woman means meek and mild,
mm-hmm.
or we have to go exactly the other way, and people think of a powerful woman being someone who is there bossing people around,
mm-hmm.
and therefore they don't necessarily want to be around.
Right.
You know, in my previous profession in the medical field, it was all about, oh, you know, so many people wouldn't even want to work for women because that's how they felt being a leader was. So,
right.
So I think our biggest challenge is actually not playing to our strengths. So, you know, aside from what we see as the unfortunate racism and prejudices, it's also sometimes it's us. You know, we don't stand in our power. We don't feel confident in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
One of the chapters in the book is, you know, be a leader and wear a skirt.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that chapter. I'm
going to
have to read
that.
Yeah.
It's about understanding. But it's that we actually should be playing to our strengths. So I think the biggest obstacles are the part, of course, we've already talked about. It's the need to find balance. But it's also our fear, our inability to communicate, our inability to express our needs, our inability to honor our boundaries.
Boundaries.
Massive. All I wanted to shout out at you earlier when you were speaking was boundaries. Boundaries.
Exactly.
1 or 2 in the morning, boundaries.
I know.
I totally, but she's her and I at that hour, really, it is.
You know, and really, I don't respond as often as I say, but, I, you know, sometimes it's like something to pull on my heartstrings, and it's like, but for the most time, I do try to make sure I only respond during business hours so that this way people don't get into the habit of thinking I'm going to reach out because they know it's a small little nonprofit that, you know, oh, it should be somebody, you know. So I try my best to keep boundaries in place. But yeah, sometimes it's hard.
Yeah. But then again, that comes to one of our biggest challenges to having a successful life other than boundaries is that challenge with self-care as well. And
mm-hmm.
actually remembering that we need to look after ourselves. And we use, you know, if you even think about sometimes in trying to be too, and I put in inverted commas, feminine,
mm-hmm.
because we want to be nice.
Right.
So, but we think the only thing, you can still be nice, but you can be powerful. I mean, you don't have to use timid language. You can express your expectations without apologizing for
it
at the same time.
Setting expectations is huge.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Office hours.
Right. Right.
mm-hmm.
I'm talking to myself.
Right. I know.
But it always is. You know, right. Well, one of the philosophies from my coaching, and again, I talk a lot about this in the book with these different kind of thought processes, each one of us is our teacher and our student.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fact that you have me here, just the conversation that has taken place for the last 20 minutes, we're all learning from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love
all
that.
Teaching each other.
So what's your top suggestion for how to set boundaries? I mean, you've gone back over, but
yep.
What would be your first go-to? Because a lot of us, we are caretakers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's very hard.
We are. So actually, it peels back, and this is part of what core energy coaching is. Your first step should be your list to decide exactly what you are prepared to tolerate. Not prepared to tolerate.
Wow, that's powerful.
And then you can find the middle ground from that.
Right.
And I think my problem is I know what I will tolerate and what I won't, but my problem is, like you said, is speaking on it. Like, you know, it's like in my head, I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But then, you know, but then I'm.
But then you go against it.
Right, because I'm thinking, I don't want to be offended. I don't want to offend anybody, and I don't want to.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And this is about the thing about being a powerful woman. You don't need to be apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
You actually, you know, it's the whole thing. It's about, you were talking about kids, right? What do we do on an airplane when we have children? We have to put the oxygen mask on ourselves before we answer.
Right.
That's a good one.
You know, it's a great analogy, isn't it? And it seems so obvious in that way, and yet we don't
do it
in that life. So boundaries, I would say, what you are prepared to accept, what you're not. And if you're still struggling with that, once you've made your list of what you're not prepared to tolerate, write down why.
Okay.
You know, what values that have I'm not prepared to tolerate phone calls at 1 a.m. because it impacts on XYZ.
Right.
And therefore, you do that way, you touch base, you peel off another layer to understand how it does or doesn't align with your values, which is who you are, what makes your core.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and I found that I over explaining myself.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody comes back at me, that is, you know, when I set boundaries, because Corinne has always done this, which is my fault.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you set those boundaries, there's going to be a lot of people shocked in 2020 is all I'm saying. Because
so
I'm done on certain levels.
Yes, and what I certainly did when I learned to do this for myself was I then gave myself a pat on the back. You know, we learn by rewards, don't we? So even if it was a virtual pat on the back. And I would write it down in my journal to reinforce it and reinforce how powerful or how good I felt every time I honored my boundaries. So it's the same with any other exercise you need. The more you repeat it, the stronger you become. So, you know, you give yourself a reward. Yes, I did that. You know, yes, I blocked out that time in my diary and I didn't do something that I was supposed to do. Or for me, it was, you know, I turned down a particular lecture or a speaking engagement that was going to be on one of the weekends that I would normally be with my children. And then again, pat on the back, keep on reinforcing it.
Right, because a lot of times we're giving the pat on the back to other
everybody
people.
Yes, exactly.
So it comes back to self-care.
Totally. And it all has to start. And this is when you said, I'm interested about the idea of core energy coaching.
Oh, yeah.
It's this idea this is a different type of, a lot of the time coaching revolves around coaching the situation. Okay, let me see how I can fix this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas core energy coaching is about, let's shift what's inside of us, inside our core. And you mentioned energy, you know, the energy that we emanate, you know, and have we around some people who drain us and other people who energize us.
Right.
But ultimately, we are energy, we are living beings, but we are emitting different levels of energy all the time. So core energy coaching is about recognizing what energy, in other words, how we feel about certain things. And we have a choice, and in becoming more conscious, we make those conscious choices. But by we shift what's in our core to then shift the situation around us by shifting the energy.
So that goes along the line of what we were discussing probably in the middle of the night of disinviting the negativity and those who emanate it from our world.
Absolutely.
And I believe, like you said, once you're putting out positive energy, you're attracting
the positive,
the same. I call them, we call them our tribe.
Yes, and I call it the tribe too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more you stand in your power again, and as you shift your energy it can be painful to let go. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a boundary, and feeling bad. You know, oh, I just spoke to my friend for years, you know.
Yes.
Again,
yeah.
That was the person who was always on the phone to you when they were in trouble and never when things were going well for them. You know,
right,
so
right. And draining.
So we have
yeah.
a history with them. But actually, as you let it go, you create space for the new. You create a new place to go into it, and a new stepping stone and new opportunities and a new part of your life. Yeah, we all have to, you know, shedding skin like a snake, and, you know, I don't imagine it's painless.
Right,
no one
right.
said it's easy, no one said it's painless, but it's worth it.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to know how you changed the feeling of should to want. That's fascinating.
So again, it's the same thing. It's about peeling off the layers. It's about understanding your needs. So, for example, give me an example of what you've said you should do.
What I should do?
Yes. And then you procrastinated and not done it.
Oh, I'm a queen of procrastinating. Oh, I should be launching four festival websites.
Okay. All right. So
by midnight tonight. That's not happening.
Like,
what time is it?
Other than you're incredibly busy. But, okay, the shift could just be, you know, and you might decide, I'll just ask you, well, why should you be doing that?
In order to grow awareness of my festival so that I can attract more sponsorship and I don't have to pay for it all myself again
okay.
this year.
Okay. Because the first answer to the question usually comes quite easily because it's the logical question, the bit you've been telling yourself in the head.
Right.
But at the moment, it's not kickstarting you to do it. But what happens usually is you keep asking that why? It's like a young child. We've all had, you know, the 7-year-old who sits in the back of the car saying, why, mommy? Why? So you just want to shut them up. Mm. But actually, if you start peeling off the layers again, you know, it's about core energy. Get from thinking in your head, oh, well, I really should be doing that, to something that taps into your heart, to something that really taps in deeper down. And it's once you find those, I call it the emotion, as in the energy emotion, and still you tap into that, you can't. You know, everything is going to be I should, but it's actually why should you, and actually therefore what is your true emotive factor.
So do you find that perfectionism is...
Well, that's one of our biggest obstacles.
Right. Because we think we should be perfect.
That's why, full disclosure,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
why the websites haven't been launched, because I keep going back
yeah.
and tweaking.
Yeah. And we're guilty of that in so many aspects of our lives. It's,
right.
You know, for you, it's a website. For other people, it might be, oh, you know, I haven't got the perfect bit of makeup, or I'm having a bad hair day, or I'm just too tired, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, oh, I don't, I'm not going to get it. You will always find reasons to stop ourselves from doing something. And actually, we've just launched another bestseller. Actually, I've contributed to another bestseller this month, which is a fantastic journal full of about 100 authors have put like a small paragraph of inspiration there called Live the Life of Your Dreams. And I think my bit says exactly that in there. Just start somewhere.
There you go.
Just start somewhere. It doesn't have to be perfect. But by just starting, you shift your energy, you put the energy out there to say, this is what I want. And if
I think
you start to say that, it will
or this
to
is
you.
What I can do.
Right. I think my I know part of my thing too is a lot of I put so much on myself that when I don't think I'm so much harder on myself than I probably should be. And so then it becomes an energy drain,
yeah,
right? Because now
yeah.
it's like, you know, now I get discouraged. And I get, you know, because it's like, well, I didn't complete this, or I didn't, you know, or you know, in a thing, if something, you know, fails, it's like,
yeah.
you know.
So this is the negative self-talk. So
mm-hmm.
it's about you always seeing what you didn't do rather than what you did,
right.
and therefore you see the challenge rather than the opportunity, even the opportunity in what didn't happen. So you might give yourself a hard time and say, oh, I didn't do this, and you feel bad about it,
mm-hmm.
but then twist it around in your head. And if you don't want to twist it around to think what you did do, you could think, okay, I didn't do this, but what's the opportunity here to learn? You know, and therefore, how can I shift next time?
Mm-hmm.
So
well, and I think we're harder on ourselves than the world is. Like,
mm-hmm.
if you went ahead and put it out there,
mm-hmm.
if I went ahead and launched the website,
mm-hmm.
Probably 90% would not even realize that it, I tweaked it 100 times before I made it live.
Right.
And you can still tweak it anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's
but
I tweak hours every day.
Yeah.
I'm tweaking. As a matter of fact, before I came here, I was tweaking something and getting ready to get the
on the website.
Yep. Yep.
Colors.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
So I like this part too. That.
Mm-hmm.
Instant strategies to combine fun with the never-ending to-do list.
Oh, I got a bunch of them. Oh, man. Look, I need to sit up and write.
And we're just constantly adding and adding and
mm-hmm.
adding and adding to the to-do list. So, of course, if we compartmentalize our life of, okay, this is my to-do list, and therefore just the simple word of to-do list makes it sound like it's chores. And then, we, you know, a lot of the time, again, back to self-care, the idea of having fun, we put it at the bottom of our list, and
mm-hmm.
an awful lot of us are unfortunate enough not to have jobs that we enjoy and that are real fun, and you know, an awful lot of us,
mm-hmm.
it would be great if we could get to that point, but not everybody can.
Right.
So it's about, okay, then how can I integrate fun into every aspect of my life? So the
yes.
whole to-do
yeah.
list becomes fun.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I come up with lots of ideas, and again, you know, the book is full of strategies and exercises to do, so... fun opportunity to fill things in, but therefore find ways to make your entire bit about fun. And of course, where I am an incredibly practical person, then I give you suggestions about how you can multitask it in every little aspect of your life. So you can tick it off, and actually taking a moment to breathe
mm-hmm.
and being mindful, and therefore recognizing that you can actually have fun in something just by remembering to have that time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll give you an example of my partner. He was incredibly overwhelmed with work
mm-hmm.
coming up to Christmas at the end of last year. He was working late. You know, it was just non-stop activities.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was just like, there's just no time to enjoy myself. And I turned around to him and said, hang on a minute, didn't you go to your kid's school play and we went away for a weekend and we went walking and you went to this party and you went to that? And he said, oh, yeah. So why wasn't that fun? Just because he wasn't taking any
time
to
recognize it. Yeah.
He wasn't taking any time to be mindful, to notice it. You know, we talked about rewards, giving yourself a pat on the back. It's the same thing. Just being present, being in the now, understanding what's going on at this particular moment in time, and rewarding yourself with acknowledging that you're having fun. Otherwise, we just get forgotten with the to-do list.
Mm-hmm. Right. You go and on a mission to have fun, and I'm going to have fun.
And then
it's not fun.
Right. then you're sitting there thinking, well, okay, you're in this fun atmosphere, but then you're thinking
yeah.
about all the stuff that
yeah.
you need to do.
Yeah, you've got to clear your mind.
Or it's like the
yeah.
B&E party, isn't it? When, you know, therefore you're forced to go and have fun, and it's always
climax.
Another
year.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
So, if you don't mind me asking,
yes.
what made you take the step to write the book?
So I had always wanted to write it.
We
all have a story to tell. And I have quite an interesting and diverse life story where, you know, I've been through potentially so many negative life events, so many tragedies, so many hardships in my life. But nobody ever saw that. Everybody always saw the super successful bright spark on stage and teaching and lecturing, and didn't see the pain and
the
struggle
behind.
But it's all like that. I mean, we live in a world of social media now, don't we? Where everybody
right.
sees the good and they don't understand what's going on underneath.
Right.
So I wanted to share that because I really feel my mission and my passion is to allow everybody to stand in their power, to empower people and to make them stand in their strength and understand that life doesn't have to be that way. And if we do go through struggles, it's for a reason, but we can always find good from
the struggles, yeah.
And so I wanted to combine that mission with my story, and which is why I gave up an incredibly, you know, high-powered, prestigious dental career to train then as a life coach to equip me with the tools to be able to help people do that, and in that write the book and share my story as a means of, you know, I've done it the hard way, and so let me help you make your life easier.
That's what I connected with, because
mm-hmm.
I'm a test and learner,
mm-hmm.
and so I see I've learned a lot, let's put it that way, and so I've invested my time and limited resources in learning that lesson. So that's why I want the Benevolution Foundation to bring nonprofits like Mothers of Minors and Kids Campaign under my wing. And they're amazing women who actually appreciate and listen to me. And I'll tell you what, an ounce of appreciation in my world, and I'll go to the moon and back for you. Because I won't ever be a millionaire according to society standards, but my goal is helping others and educating others. And if mom had to spend the money that I will call it invested in testing things and learning what not to do, then I feel like I'm offering them something else.
Yeah. And it's about paying it forward, isn't it?
That's been it. Right. That's what I was trying to say. You get it. Here we were.
It's not as much, but...
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
The level of
it's huge for me.
Yeah.
It's like,
you know,
and it sees you, but then in turn, you're paying it forward and you're giving it on, both in terms of gratitude and in terms of helping.
Yep. Right. And I think that's too with mom. Like, you know, it's even though, you know, in the midst of the struggle of trying to make the, you know, pull up the baby showers and pull up the different things, you know, just that one, it is a lot of work. Just that one person that'll come up to you in the baby shower and say, oh my God, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And give you this hug that says, I don't know what I would have done if not for this.
Yeah.
And after, like, even after this baby shower, you know, we had a bunch of people go on the website and put up testimonies because they were like, you know, they didn't, you know what I mean? They never experienced an event like that. And they was like, you know, thank you so much. And, you know, and they got so much information and they got so, you know, it's always, you know, even on those days when I doubt, like, is this really what I want to keep doing? I get that one person, you know, God always sends, and as they say, that rabbit in the bush, he always sends me somebody that says, oh my God, thank you so much. Or, you know what I mean? So it's something that lets me know what I'm doing is necessary, is worth it. You know, it's blessing somebody. You know, so it's always that one, you know what I mean? I mean, I get, you know, and you go through that time of,
in my profession as a periodontist, it's the same thing. You know, I think we had a new practice manager, and she said, I've never seen anything like it. All your patients are hugging you.
I've never worked in a profession.
And I was like, yeah, I don't care about you know, the ethics of not being allowed to touch patients with that. They want to give me a hug, they can give me a hug.
Right.
And it was those days, because I think people are paying for a service, they feel that there's a sense of entitlement. Instead of realizing there's a human being behind it at the same time, and therefore when we are human, and then actually, so other than the fact that yes, they paid the receptionist for what I just did for them, having, you know, operated on them, but at the same time when they thank me for changing their quality of life, for making such a difference, that's what it feeds us. It feeds us. Totally.
Let's definitely repeat your website. It's lightchangescoaching.com.
Lightchangescoaching.com.
And is it light?
There's a lot of LIGHT.
Yes, as in energy.
Right.
Light. Yeah, the light.
And you have a lot of resources on here.
Yes, a lot to do with the book as well. There are blogs with inspiring messages and food for thought. There are vlogs, so it, you know, it appeals to anybody who likes to look at things. And then the book itself has, if you go to the website to /book resources, there's lots of information there. There's lots of audio downloads, so a way to touch base with your intuition. It's a 5-minute meditation called You Meet Your Higher Coach. It's a centering exercise that you can practice. There are vision exercises there. There's an abundance tool audio that you can download, and all the worksheets. So there is a ton of information and about energy coaching and core energy coaching and various programs.
Yeah, I gotta find this energy sheet.
That can help.
Yes.
Energy. We are all energy.
We are. We are. So that's light, LIGHT, changes, coaching.com.
And I have a special gift for any of your listeners. So if you go to this other, an additional thing on the site, which is only for people who are listening, it's a hidden page, you can download a checklist. This is one of the things in the book we talked about as well, is understanding and knowing what you want. So in terms of being able to vision, so there is a checklist on there that helps you, take you through step by step to help you identify what you want in your life. So that is, again, lightchangescoaching.com/gift, and you can download.
All right. I can download it, right?
Yay!
I'm excited.
Me too. I'm going to go download it and start working on it.
Yes. Fun homework.
I'm not going to say homework.
Yes. Yeah, again, with my level of practicality, it's all about lists. Give me the list. Give me the list. Right? I will do it.
No.
Yep.
Guided meditation, too.
Yeah.
It's good to have because some people don't know how to relax.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's my thing. It's really just...
Yeah, and sometimes if you just put music on, you know, your mind wanders. So it takes you through. So there's a 5-minute one that I recommend you try to do daily.
Okay.
Tap into your intuition. So you learn. Again, if you raise your level of consciousness, you learn to listen to yourself a lot more. So this 5-minute exercise allows you to meet what I call your higher coach, or for me personally, I'm very spiritual, so for me it's my higher self, but not everybody will resonate with that. So it's your higher coach. And then there's an abundance tool as well. But again, it's an audio exercise that you can listen to repeatedly to help attract abundance into your life.
Awesome.
And you do offer life and business coaching as well.
Absolutely, yeah, all kinds. There are different types of packages. There's what we call targeted packages, where people like to work through a particular program. So there are different types on there. There's a group changing, group coaching packages as well, because sometimes people don't just like to work
one-on-one
by themselves. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's the premium one-on-one coaching that can be anything. But if they go to the website, you can book a 20-minute free discovery session with me, and I'll always have a chat, find out what the issues are and how I think I might be able to help you.
Oh, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. So I do want to mention that I actually set up some posts. I scheduled them so that they go to the Shop Local for Good event page and find the good news, Women Empowered. Mm-hmm. They'll be able to click through to your website.
Amazing.
So you can actually share that on your page if you want to, too.
Thank you. Yeah, I will.
So it's been a pleasure. I feel honored that you flew all the way from London to be on my show.
Awesome.
And I
want to
come back.2 a.m. in the morning.
You have to be exhausted.
I'm used to these things. I've done crazy things like, you know, fly to Australia and back to teach all day and on weekends. So
I'm
used to speaking at crazy times. But you know, I don't actually work in the clinic on a Monday morning. So I'm more than happy to give you a call and we'll do it. Have another chat over the phone.
That sounds great. Thank you, Tara, for introducing her to me.
She's awesome.
I appreciate
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And shout out to Tara with Richter Publishing. If you are like me and have a book inside you for the past 20 years, you can keep it right. I will get with you, by the way. I just need to have a couple of festivals without Florida weather involved. Yeah. But Tara's great. She's for almost a year. We were almost roommates. In a business sense.
But of course, she not only publishes books, but she helps mentor people to write them.
Fantastic.
Great as well. Media coaching, I'm doing right now.
Okay.
The whole shebang.
Thank you so much. You do give a lot back to the community, too. I appreciate you. So, thank you again.
Thank you so much. So lovely to be in an amazing
Yes, fantastic.
Awesomeness.
This is the Good News, Women Empowered. We will be back Sunday night. It's going to be a surprise guest because I'm waiting on the answer still. but we will be airing live every Sunday from 8 and sometimes till 9 p.m. We expanded the show for our special guest this week. And once again, you can follow Shop Local, F-O-R, Good, on Facebook, and you'll be able to click on the links and connect with these amazing ladies. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Have a great night, everybody. This is Karina Morrison with Shop Local for Good News.